This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. I do believe we've got this corrected now. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Later on today, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney. He's going to be calling in. This is, well, supposed to have happened on Wednesday night, but since I've been having issues, we'll be doing it tonight. But first, I'm going to role play with you. I'm going to pretend that I'm an AR-15, and I am beseeching America, speaking on behalf of my species. So bear with me. Finally, the inanimate object gets a voice. Hello there. My name is AR-15. Some of you know me, but many more of you know of me through the media. But you may not know the real me. I'm that cool, sleek-looking black gun you've seen profiled by the press. They put me in newspapers and on TV showing my picture as if it were a mugshot, even though I've never committed a crime. Bad people have at times used and abused me to do bad things, but not really that often, as even the New York Times admitted in 2014. Firearms such as me, which that newspaper and others call assault weapons, are only used in 2% of gun crimes. Most are perpetrated with handguns. And that's another thing. For a long time, I didn't mind the misnomer. It sort of massaged my ego and made me feel like the big man on the block when I was called an assault weapon. But Mr. Duke convinced me that pride goeth before a fall, as the good book says. It was pointed out that the term assault weapon was popularized by anti-gun zealot Josh Sugarman, whose goal was to besmirch my reputation and get me banned. In fact, Sugarman, not at all a sweet man, actually once said, assault weapons' menacing looks coupled with the public's confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons. And it's true, especially in my case. The public knows my appearance well. People have seen my cousin and dead ringer, M16, fired machine gun style in war movies for decades. But alas, I, AR-15, the weapon available to the public, can only be fired semi-automatic. This means that every time you pull my trigger, one shot and only one shot is released. So even if we accept the term assault weapon, that's not me. To qualify, a gun must be capable of fully automatic fire, machine gun style, and no such weapons are readily available to the public. So unlike my cousin, M-16, who originally had a select fire feature allowing him to be shot in various ways, I'm just a one-trick pony. Despite all of this, I'm a media whipping boy, even when those rare crimes are committed in which a gun of my class is used. but which don't involve me personally, such as the horrific Orlando incident where Muslim terrorist Omar Mateen used a 6-hour MCX. My face is front and center. In fact, that's finally what inspired me to speak out. Articles such as this outrageous one from Daily News writer Gersh Kuntzman. Reporting on how he tried me at a Philly gun range, he actually wrote, "The recoil bruised my shoulder, which can happen if you don't know what you're doing. The brass shell casings disoriented me as they flew past my face. The smell of sulfur and destruction made me sick. The explosions, loud like a bomb, gave me a temporary form of PTSD for at least an hour after firing the gun just a few times. I was anxious and irritable." None of the above is true. I know because I was there. Oh, in my younger and more impetuous days, I would have gotten a thrill out of being portrayed as such a macho guy. But the truth will set you free. Something the propagandizing Mr. Kuntzman should ponder. And the truth is, I never bruised Mr. Kuntzman. One thing I can rightly puff up my chest over is that I have very little recoil because I'm high-tech. My mechanism is designed to absorb much of the energy of the blast. And you don't have to take my word for it. Many people have had chances to fire me on multiple occasions over the years. Most people think I have the least kick of any firearm out there today. And if you don't believe him, trust your own eyes. Here's a picture of a 7-year-old girl trying me out for the first time. She didn't say ow or register discomfort in any way. Did she rub her shoulder? 12-gauge shotgun loaded with buckshot could have knocked that little tyke on her keister, but me? Also, I know that Kuntzman fired me only 3 times before bowing out, grousing that I was a dangerous weapon. And that, friends, that fact comes from Frank Stelmach, who was quoted by Kuntzman and who owns the gun range the journalist visited. You see, people actually called Mr. Stelmach, and one of the first things the man said to people that asked him, as he complained about how Kuntzman misrepresented his words and experience at the range, "It would be nice if journalists would write what you actually say." Hang on a minute. I have to send a message to the chat room because we are having technical difficulties there. Let's see if that helps out a little bit. Back to the AR-15 oratory. "As for my explosions being loud like a bomb, well, I can belt out a song, but not like some firearms. And no wonder I fired the .223 round, a small caliber round, same diameter as a .22. Of course, my round is a lot more powerful than a .22. But just taking a look at all these killing power rankings of rifle rounds. The small .223 has the second least power of the 41 cartridges listed in the table. In fact, when a lady friend tried it, she remarked that owing to the almost non-existent recoil, it was like a toy, which was quite emasculating for me. Of course, there are my magazines for the Kuntzmans of the world. No, they just aren't things you read that usually contain liberal propaganda. They're objects loaded with rounds and assuming they're removable that you then insert into firearms. It's true that high-capacity magazines are available for me. I call them standard. They were made to come with me. So why am I singled out? The answer is simple, because of the way I look and others' prejudices. But they see me as menacing. I am to a machine gun what a Yugo is to a Porsche. Or if you put a Yugo chassis on a Porsche, it does not mean it's going to go 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds. Of course, my self-image will survive, but being misunderstood, mischaracterized, and discriminated against is a bit depressing. So take that into consideration when you hear about me. Not everything that you're hearing is exactly true. Let's see what happens if I do that. That says I would be muting the microphone. We'll be right back.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors, not available in all states.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Coming to you live from the Frog Studio.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you see me shooting it, it came from there. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. This is pretty funny. A Chicago reporter looked around and saw a lot of other reporters going out and buying guns and writing stories about it after the Orlando terror attack, and he decided he wanted to try this for himself. And the result left him surprised, a bit embarrassed, and maybe a lot embarrassed. It made me laugh. Sun-Times columnist Neil Steinberg said he planned with his boss to make a temporary purchase of an assault weapon, though at first he had some misgivings. In my editor's office, I had ticked off the reasons for me not to buy a gun. This is a journalistic stunt done repeatedly, supporting an industry I despise. My qualms melted as I dug into the issue. I don't plan on keeping this gun a second longer than I have to for this column. However, that's referred to as straw purchasing. That's one thing all of these guys seem to overlook. When you buy a gun with the without the intention to keep it, that's straw purchasing. He also admitted he was a little fuzzy on gun laws. It wasn't until he got to Max and Shooter Supply and Range that he was informed that there was a 24-hour waiting period and a law forbidding him from carrying his new purchase back into Chicago. Two things he didn't know before doing this story. But he said that just learning those things made the quest worthwhile. His experience also showed him that the gun store went by the book. He immediately asked for my FOID card, firearm owner's identification card, no gun purchase without it. Now, apparently Steinberg had taken the time to get an FOID card because he continued to talk about guns with the sales rep as he looked skeptically at the grizzled patrons inside the store. And he made this observation. Being fact-based, I know, you buy a gun, the person you are most likely to shoot statistically is yourself and your family. Later, he tossed off another fact when he marveled that the gun shop was making him fill out a form 4473, a federally required background check. This is where he came out with his 40% of gun transactions in the U.S. have no background checks. I wish that were true. That would mean there was an extra 15 million guns out there being sold every year. Well, while he didn't elaborate on his points, most gun crimes are sadly suicide, according to FBI statistics. 40% stat, that's based upon a poll of 285 people where they looked at years prior to there being background checks. Where they said, hey, did you buy that gun with a background check? What, there wasn't one back then. Okay, no background check. 40% of the guns bought without a background check. That thing is so messed up that it's been debunked by FactCheck.org, The Washington Post, and John Locke. He says this transaction took nearly an hour because he chatted while he filled out his form 4473. I can fill out a 4473 in about 5 minutes. I filled out that many of them. Oh, goodness. Okay. And I can't. I can't. I've got to leave that in there. That's great. Okay, that's stupendous. He said, a federal form asking, was I an illegal alien? No. Was I a fugitive? Again, no. Had I ever been convicted on charges of domestic abuse? No. Handed over my credit card, $842.50. Another $40 for the instructor to acquaint me with the gun the next day. Later that day came the shocker. They denied him his gun purchase. At 5:13, Sarah from Max had called. They were canceling my sale and refunding my money. No gun for you. I called back. Why? Sarah said, I don't have to tell you. I knew that, but was curious. I wasn't rejected by the government. No, so what was it? I'm not at liberty, she said. Now, Steinberg said, decided to say he was denied because he was being a reporter. Mr. Maxson at Maxson's gun shop, he sent a letter to the writer's boss explaining his action, part of which he included in his column. few hours later, Maxson sent the newspaper a lengthy statement, the key part being it was uncovered that Mr. Steinberg has an admitted history of alcohol abuse and a charge of domestic battery involving his wife. The gun store expanded upon his rationale on his Facebook page. It would be difficult to reproduce here, but here's the background and what points it contained. Mr. Steinberg was very aggressive on the phone with Sarah, insisting he was going to write that we denied him because he was a journalist. Journalist is not a protected class, by the way. We contacted his editor and said that while we don't normally provide a reason for a denial, in this case to correct the record before you publish, here's why. We pasted a couple of links of press accounts of his past behavior and his admission of same. He's free to believe or disbelieve. That's why he was denied, but that is why he was denied. There was no, we'll see you in court type of language from us. We simply want to set the record straight. That it undermined his thesis and rendered the column incoherent isn't really our problem, is it? Other commentators on the gun store's page brought up some other issues with reporters by buying guns as a stunt, as Steinberg himself called it. Sound like straw sale, which is a felony. Gets you 10 years in jail, $250,000 fine. Good job, Maxons. Those losers will complain one way or another. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Even the Illinois gun owners' rights chimed in with what Steinberg was looking for in the first place and was, you know, one big snipe hunt. For his part, Steinberg said on Twitter, thank you to all the gun trolls who said without even realizing it, we believe guns should be kept from people for the flimsiest reasons. He appears to be sticking with the theory that the reason he wasn't allowed to purchase the AR-15 was because he was a reporter, not because of his alcohol and domestic violence issues. This was an instance where a gun shop looked at a few things and said, hey, we're not going to sell you this gun because you're sort of a, you know, you're sort of a bad person. They were able to find the things and everything else, and this guy was out here trying to prove a point. Do a straw purchase or two. It never catches me off guard, this kind of stuff. But in any event, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Has to take to Twitter to defend his honor. At least he didn't say it was bruising his shoulder and hurting him and gave him PTSD.
We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live from the Frog Flute Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Who heard about this thing happening in the Holland Tunnel with the very blown up radical SUV that got caught? I read this article the other day about a trio of gun nuts arrested outside the Holland Tunnel just outside on the New Jersey side of New York on June 22nd. And I have a lot of, you know, like Prince just died because of a drug overdose. Now, nobody pushed the drugs upon him, but he died accidentally. I have tremendous difficulty with people that die accidentally because of a drug overdose. It's very bad when it's prescription drugs. It's even worse when it's young people taking illegal drugs. Lives thrown away. Some of these are tremendously talented people, and they make one bad decision one day, and, you know, and it's almost it almost always starts with marijuana and general partying, you know. Flawed young people, yes, but rarely rotten apples. When you lose a child to a disease or an accident, it's excruciating. You might curse at God and ask why. But we usually know they are random events, mostly beyond our control. Not so with your run-of-the-mill drug overdose. As caring humans, we always feel as though we must have been there should have been something we could do, even when we don't know the families. A drug overdose is like a suicide in that respect. One of my sons, when he was in school, he had a friend that overdosed. I actually had a couple. One was at a party at college. Everybody thought he'd fallen asleep. That was not the case. The other hiked up one of the surrounding hills, took some drugs, and hung himself. And these were good kids. Talented kids from good families. A very unique sadness to itself. As parents, when they're young, we love these little lives we bring into the world with every ounce of our being. We try to protect and nurture them. We want the best for them. And it's a bit of a cliche, but a parent never gets over losing a child. There is no closure in this. When they are lost to drugs, the void left behind is like a cavern. The regrets are haunting. The questions, the what-if game. With today's heroin epidemic, anyone who crusades against drugs is a real-life avenger. Which leads me to one of the vigilantes that they call it, one of the gun nuts that they call it the other day on the New Jersey side of the Holland Tunnel, John Cramsey, the ultimate do-gooder for all the right reasons. According to the article that I read, he lost his 20-year-old daughter in February to a heroin overdose and administers an anti-heroin Facebook group called Enough is Enough. He helps addicts and pressures authorities to do more to punish dealers. Top that off, he funds their rehab out of his own pocket, according to the mother of Kimberly Arendt, the young lady arrested along with Cramsey, a recovering addict herself. Apparently, the 16-year-old they were going to extract from a drug den woke up to find her friend dead from an overdose in the bed next to her. This probably freaked her out to the point of reaching out to Kimberly for help. None of these people that are addicted to this like it. They want out. Even though they deny it when they're questioned by the cops. And that's not unusual. She probably didn't want to admit to cops that she was involved with heroin, a drug, a death, and drug dealers, let alone reveal the location of their drug den. So maybe these people shouldn't have gone all vigilante and stuff. But we also know that the police can and will only do so much. They need warrants. They need probable cause. They often arrive after the fact. If she was scared and denied needing help, there's little they could do. Early reports omitted the fact that one decal on the car that they were caught in read, "Shoot your local heroin dealer." Amen, brother. Who would object to that? Somebody needs to do some crowdfunding for these people. Raise some money if they need it for their defense. And in their defense, these guys are heroes, but have been treated, at least by the media, like potential terrorists. They were labeled vigilantes, which is really a misnomer. They aren't seeking revenge while doing good deeds. They're operating from the deepest reaches of their heart to prevent others from having to endure the gut-wrenching lessons they had to endure. There's a thesaurus worth of words to describe John Cramsey, Dean Smith, and Kimberly Arendt. You can call them heroes or saviors or good Samaritans or champions or warriors or guardian angels or prosecutors and rescuers. Vigilante or gun nut, not necessarily a good one. I have often said in my past that if something happened to one of my children, and I still do believe this to a very large degree, if something were to happen to one of my kids, and now one of my grandchildren, I guess, that I would probably stop doing everything if those people were not caught. And when I say something, I mean something bad, if something bad were to happen to them. But the one of the things that I'll never be able to drive home enough is that losing a loved one, other, you know, like if losing your grandmother when she's 97 years old and she dies in her sleep, and you know that, you know, she's been drifting away, is not the same thing as losing a 16-year-old to a heroin overdose. It is not. On the one hand, you have a lifetime of memories with grandma, and, you know, finally she got her rest that she deserved. And on the other hand, you have somebody that for some sad reason sought solace in a syringe. And then once they, you know, once that curiosity got the better of them, once they tried it that one time and they become hooked, then this is not about pleasure. Doing these drugs is not about pleasure. It's about pain. It's about not being able to deal with pain. And it's about more pain brought on you once you are hooked by these things than you can endure if you don't take them again. Without some sort of an intervention, well, it's not the easiest thing to endure. But worse than that, the harder thing to endure is, of course, losing a loved one. So, not a bunch of terrorists. No, these guys were going on a mission. They were going to go extract a young lady from a drug den. They're not terrorists, and they're not vigilantes. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Live from the Dog Food Performance Made in USA Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It's past Wednesday, well, yesterday. The Democrats staged a sit-in on the House floor to force a vote on the gun control measures that failed in the Senate. Now, this, of course, is a throwback to the kumbaya past of many House members, such as John Lewis. Democrats see gun control in the wake of the Orlando terrorist attack as worthy of some good old agitating in violation of House rules. As Lewis stated, now is the time to get in the way. The time to act is now. We will be silent no more. When have these old hippies ever been silent, or for that matter, as Nancy Pelosi claims, silenced? Their modus operandi is and always has been to make noise as loud and as often as they can. With the Democrat media complex in their back pocket, they have never been silenced, nor have they been forced into silence by queasling Republicans. Anyone who falls for this just isn't paying any attention. And make no mistake about it, though, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and Pantsuit Clinton and the entire Democrat media complex see this as a winning issue for 2016, and one they intend to turn into a movement akin to the 2012 race where, you know, there they used income inequality as the defining issue and Occupy Wall Street, the movement. Representative Butterfield, Democrat from North Carolina, put it this way. Write this date down, June 22nd. It's the beginning of a movement. This is just the beginning. Yeah, I remember a similar call to action directed toward Occupy Wall Street by Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and Van Jones, only they had a year head start before the 2012 election. Now they only have 6 months. I think Democrats originally thought hashtag Black Lives Matter would be their go-to movement for 2016. The machinery's been whirring along at a grand clip. But the murder of gay people in Orlando with a gun warranted a change in plans because, after all, it appeals to a wider swath of potential constituents than just black lives. Just change the shirts and the signs and presto. New movement, same agitator. Speaking of agitators, the famed civil rights activist Representative John Lewis told NBC, "Sometimes you're moved by history." It's clear that the history that moves the Democrats is the history of the 60s, when they actually, you know, they were actually on the wrong side. The war they forced to an end resulted in the deaths of millions in Cambodia and the displacement of millions of Vietnamese, and cast America as a paper tiger, a reputation we have found hard to shake and sadly continues to live up to this day. Civil Rights Act of 1964, they claim, was theirs, wasn't. The drug and free love environment they embraced left America a cultural shell of its former self. The hippie-yuppie parents gave birth to generations of children with record numbers of learning disabilities and behavioral and addiction problems. High divorce rates and blended families with offspring from multiple couplings gave rise to generations riddled with low self-esteem and depression. Rampant fatherlessness left voids filled by increased drug abuse, criminal activity, out-of-wedlock births, and promiscuity. And the obliteration of gender differences by the feminist movement pushed men to the side, marginalizing their role in families and communities. Free love destroyed marriage and gave us gender confusion instead. Their list of accomplishments is endless. Compare that to the history that moved the Tea Party, that of the founding, where people fought for an idea that created a nation that has been at the forefront not only of freedom, but of innovation and prosperity, and opened its doors to countless immigrants seeking a better life. Now, suppose the Tea Party caucus is staged a sit-in when Nancy Pelosi was devising the 2,000-plus page Obamacare bill. Can you imagine if the Republicans tried to block that bill by occupying the House floor and staying put until their demands were met? Actually, yes, I can. The Tea Party and the GOP would have been pilloried in the press as radical activists out of control, standing in the way of letting House leadership get the job done. They would have been accused of putting partisan politics ahead of the country, mocked for their principles and devotion to the Constitution, especially their throwback to the original 1773 Tea Party in Boston, and, of course, accused of racism. That's got to go with everything that happens nowadays. You've got to be a racist. But wait, there's more. When Democrats bring legislative business to a grinding halt, it is an acceptable as well as laudable form of pushback against Republican leadership. When conservatives dig in their heels on a budget, their obstruction is shutting down the government, prohibiting vets from visiting memorial sites, indigent government employees from collecting wages, and the public from receiving vital government services. The double standard, if you're not dizzy already, it will give you vertigo. Whereas Democrat commentary about this sit-in and the calls for it is hyperbolic, Republican reaction is once again tepid in the case of Paul Ryan, kind of insipid. First, a sampling of the Democrats. Representative Mike Doyle: "We're not going to watch any more people in this country get slaughtered and do nothing." Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, of course, she's got to bring in slavery. "Break the shackles." Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat, New York: "Every day that we don't commit to a vote, the blood is on the leadership of this House." And from our speaker, who correctly characterizes the sit-in as a publicity stunt: "This isn't trying to come up with a solution to a problem. This is trying to get attention." Now, a better response, and one it wouldn't hurt to disseminate, is that of Representative Mark Walker, Republican out of North Carolina, which can be paraphrased as: "The sit-in at Woolworths in the 60s was for civil rights. This sit-in by the Democrats is to strip Americans of their constitutional rights." And we could add, making them more vulnerable to terrorists and criminals. As for some of the media optics, if you would have taken Google "Democrat sit-in," the first article appeared is the one from NBC. The article refers to Orlando several times, but only as the worst mass shooting in America, or just the shooting spree. There's no mention of terrorism or a terrorist. It's also commented that it's unusual for members to disrupt the functioning of the House to this degree. Actually, it's a violation of House rules. Of course, the problem with the House and the problem with the Senate is they can censure people and they can do all this stuff, but nobody ever gets punished. Where's the punishment in that? And by punishment, I mean put them in cuffs and take them away.
Wouldn't it have been nice to see all those Democrats get this exercised about the massacre in Orlando and level their complaints and anger against the real perpetrators of the crime? Not a gun control law that wouldn't have made a difference. This entire PR stunt is disgusting. Especially, see, it used to be C-SPAN does not control the cameras in the House and in the Senate. That's controlled by whichever party is in power. And they had turned the cameras off. So the Democrats, not to be denied, they decided to start streaming. They started uploading streaming video after the House went into recess and official video was cut. The selfies and the selfless acts of senators bringing in food and drink. The only thing I'd like to see, because it would have been hysterical, is how all of these old hippies, you know, watching them get up off the floor. It's kind of a metaphor for their tiresome, unconstitutional gun control proposal. In any case, our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, said love and compassion are the best responses to terrorism. So shouldn't the Democrats be having a love-in with Republicans rather than an angry sit-in? The problem with this is that when you visualize it, it's actually sort of repugnant. It's actually sort of bad. So I keep going back to, there's a couple things that Democrats need to remember. Obama put it best. We won. Okay, you can get out there and demand what you want. You're not going to get it this time around. My question is, when you had everything, why didn't you go for it then? Why not then? Coming up next, John Maloney, Second Call to Feds. This is Talking.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's